Eminem impersonation. So please, DiLorenzo, would you please wipe your face? Wipe your face. My God! And after all that money on all the dungeon. My God! I can't believe it. You people are imbeciles. Imbeciles! I've lost 3 men already. Be on your toes when you set these mines, please. They're very fragile in nature. Very fragile indeed. Now, the detonation pin has to be armed before the mine can be fired. So remember that as you set these things. Robinson, don't balance your radio on the mine. It's a very delicate piece of equipment in there. My God! This is imbecilic, imbecilic behavior! I have never in all my life worked with a bunch of bigger buffoons. All right, that's it. Cover your minds lightly with dirt. Cover your minds lightly. And we'll get out of here and listen for the distant explosions, hopefully set off by VC and not our own men, thank you. Never worked with a bunch of bigger nincompoops in my whole life. And at that point, after giving them a thorough tongue-lashing, I got behind the wheel of the Jeep. Disgusted! I lit a Camel and drew deep on the smoke, looking around at the trees splattered with our own men's. It was so frustrating to write the letters. To write the letters home. I'm sorry, but your son was a yucca bucket. It was awful. As we drove away, I was seated next to Prokopic. He said, Sarge. I said, shut up, Prokopic. Will you just shut up? Can't you see I'm trying to keep my eye on driving? He said, Sarge. I said, shut up. He said, Sarge. I said, what? He said, this is the road we just marked.
Hi, from Marty's and Bailey's Crossroads. It's the Grease Man. We'll be right back with more on DC 101.
Miss Hodgkiss. First of all,